Hello.
Yes, Mr. Fernandez. My name is Tiona with Mercury Accident Roadside Assistance. We had to get some more information from you. What major damage did the vehicle have?
Okay, the major damage of the vehicle has, that will be on the passenger side. That will be the two rims on the side of the market. And that will be the front fender.
Okay, I heard passenger side, and then you cut out. I'm sorry.
Both rims.
The rim? Both rims?
They're broken.
Okay.
Then plus, along with that, the front bumper is damaged. Along with that, there'll be the fender. The door has damage. Between the second cab, there's damage. And along the bed, in the bedside, you know, the bed of the truck is damaged along with the back bumper.
Okay.
Then there's a little between the door and the windshield right on top, there's a deck. That'll be on the roof. That'll be exactly on top of the top of the cab next to the windshield.
Top of the cab near the windshield is damaged.
The windshield is not damaged, but yeah, the top of the cab, you can see that there's a dent right there as well.
All right. Now, are the tires still intact on the vehicle?
Well, the driver's side, the tires are intact, but the driver's side, that means the passenger, the rear back tire, the rim is 100% completely broken, so there's no wheel on it. And the front side of the passenger side, the rim, like the top stack, broken. It's not, basically, the truck is not drivable at all.
Okay.
Unless you put two spare tires, which I don't have.
Now, this vehicle is still able to shift for us to get it on the truck.
Well, on Sunday when I called you guys, they brought it in a flatbed.
Yes, sir. Is it still able to shift? We still have to get it on the truck, is what I'm asking.
Yes. Okay. You can get it on the truck.
Okay. All right. Did Mercury give you that claim number from them?
Yes. Hold on for a second.
Do you need that number?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on for a second. Okay, Mercury claim number. That'll be CAPA0191-0156.
Thank you. This vehicle is at 6130 Orchard Grove Way in Riverside. And will you be at this location once that driver arrives?
The question is, when do the driver will be coming? Matter of fact, you guys send me the info for the body cap that I'm supposed to need to get an information with them, which I did call them. They told me I needed to get myself with the adjuster so that to make an appointment for you guys to come and pick the truck up. So, unfortunately, on the Monday to Friday basis, I do drive a company truck to work. And, you know, for me to ask a day off, for me to go, for me to miss a day, I need at least about 2 weeks in advance. So they can set somebody up, you know, take over the truck, and for me to get a way how to come back home. It's just, you know, company policies. So if, I don't know, the timing frames, and when the time I'm actually at home, that'll be after 4:30.
Okay. Now, we don't do scheduled tows, correct?
Okay.
So if we set it up, the provider's going to come out tonight to get the car.
Okay, so they come and get the car, and they will
Can I just place the key like in a certain spot? They can just grab it from there?
That should be fine.
Okay.
And do you know where you'll be placing those keys?
Yes, I can place that over the gas tank or the, you know, where you actually open up the gas cap.
Okay.
So the tow truck for picking up the truck, they will take it to the second shop for you guys to provide me the address with?
Yeah, they'll pick it up from the address, taking it to the shop that it's going to. That's correct. Alrighty. So now we get everything squared away. We'll just have to locate your provider, and then you'll receive an updated text with their name, phone number, and ETA once someone has been located. Was there anything else I can assist with tonight?
Okay, following question is, so when they receive the truck, this is the first time actually, you know, in my time frame of life, you know, so like me doing with the insurance, things like that, first incident. Matter of fact, it's just the first one. So as soon as they get the truck, they'll estimate whatever the damage is, and then depending on what they said, they're going to notify you and take it from there. And the question is, I don't know how long does it take usually for you to get a response for them to fix the truck?
No, I'm not sure about that portion. Because Mercury is the one who actually set up the ticket and spoke with them with that repair shop.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure about that. So I don't want to give you any wrong information. So,
Okay.
Now I know Mercury does actually send you guys their actual phone number and information. Now, if you want more information, you might have to call the shop to see how long it will take.
Okay. No problem. So being that said, because I'm actually scheduled for Saturday morning for a vehicle pickup, so for a rental car. So I just don't want to have a vehicle. I'm going to be doing it only for the weekend. And then Ashley, the one lady I was talking to yesterday, so she was telling me that every single time that I need a vehicle or just for the weekends, just to do intermedia, you know, for me to call you guys, I'm going to do a vehicle rental, then I'm going to drop it off and then things like that. Because through the weekly basis, I really don't need a rental vehicle, just over the weekend.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I'll be touching more bases with you as we go.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for choosing Mercy Rosa. Have a good night.
Thank you. No problem.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.